Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh, the catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Neal moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Craig Landrum moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landrum moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Craig. Brock moves to third. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Schaefer reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Neal reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 2 in the game. Craig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. Hubbs moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Merritt Raynou now catching. Cal Kunz now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Cliff Cook. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Snyder moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 3 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 3 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Duke Snyder now playing right field. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Moran covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.